Reading from the Madhya Lila of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 23, text 230. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Emata Kirtane Kariya Sarvaloka Pasarila Deha Dharma Yatta Dukha Shoka. While performing kirtan in this way, everyone forgot their bodily characteristics, such as distress and lamentation. Omagana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from New Jersey. We are reading the.
I missed his intro. Okay.
People have to mute their phones, please. Okay. We're reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is called Rasa Shastra. Sometimes we say that rasa means our relationship with Krishna, but it means more than just our relationship with Krishna. It means when our relationship with Krishna, by different emotional experiences, actually five in number, but that's a technicality, comes to its height and its perfection. And books which describe that for the purpose of engendering those feelings in you are called Rasa Shastra. And when you listen to them in the right attitude, the feelings that are expressed in the book come to your own heart to one degree or another. And that's how we ourselves awaken our our relationship with Krishna. One of the main ways is by hearing the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and hearing the Rasa Shastras, Nigama Kalpa Toro Galitam, Sukamukha Amrita Dravyatam Bibhata Bhagavatam Rasa. Drink the rasa. It gives an indication that it's just, it's more than just an intellectual thing. The proper understanding opens you up to the proper feeling. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvam pavartate iti bhutva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samavita. Krishna says in the Gita, it's one of the main Chatur Shloki verses, I am the source of the material and spiritual worlds. The wise who know this, the wise who know this engage in my devotional service. 1 second. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. And the Bhagavatam, the teachings, of course, culminate in the 10th canto. And the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the whole book is just relationships with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And their relationships with Krishna. Actually, in advanced stages of meditation, what you do is you read the Astaka Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes throughout the day, Astaka 8-fold pastimes. And by meditating on those pastimes, what happens is it gives you entrance into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing? He's thinking of Radha and Krishna. That's one of the values of service. When you have an attitude of service towards the Vaishnavas, Guru Vaishnavas, and the Supreme Lord, service means to understand and implement one's desires. So service is like a conduit into someone's heart. And when that heart is Radha Krishna, as it is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that mood of service puts you in contact with that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays, when you enter deep into the Sankirtan pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur, when you enter into the ocean of the Sankirtan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you alight on the shore of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But it's also beautiful when you hear the Rasa Shastra, even when you hear the pastimes, that it does a very beautiful thing, because hearing the pastimes really softens your heart. Hearing the pastimes really soften your heart. And it's almost in the middle of those sweet pastimes, you'll get some philosophical gem, and you'll be much more receptive and faithful to actually understand it. Actually, of course, I'm finishing up my Monday morning greeting, so that naturally comes into my lecture. And I was talking about the 10th canto, where the cowherd boys are begging Krishna, imploring Krishna. You know, there's these lush fruits and we're hungry, and we request you and you fulfill our desire. It's kind of very demanding. And then it says, Yadi Rochite. If you so desire. So it's nice how included within Krishna consciousness can be our own personal desires. If Krishna thinks it's a good idea, and he does think it's a good idea, if we need them to keep the body and soul together for the higher endeavor of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna thinks it's a good idea. And then those desires become incorporated in Krishna consciousness. And we enjoy them, but with a different consciousness. We don't enjoy them in itself. We enjoy them, but not as our goal. We enjoy them because they're assisting us in our goal by keeping our body and soul together for the higher endeavor of Krishna consciousness. Now let's go a little bit to today's story. Well, you know, this is the unfolding of the Nagar Sankirtan. Nagar means the town, when you take it out to the town. And it gives a nice template for how you do this. We taste and then we distribute. The distribution of the holy name and Krishna consciousness is based on our taste for it. Because unless you are tasting Krishna consciousness, it's hard to have compassion for those who don't have it. And compassion is the impetus for sharing Krishna consciousness in the proper way. The compassion comes from, because otherwise, if you are envious of people who have material things and you read and glorify them, then why would you want to help them? Rather, you probably want them to help you. So it begins from this tasting, and we saw that the Sankirtan movement began from the devotees very intensely joining in common interest of the holy name, a community, and very protective of their community, that there weren't those in it that weren't sharing their common interest, because that causes a disturbance in a community. And we all see that even in our lives, whatever group we have, it's great when everybody shares a common interest. If you don't share a common interest, then your ego becomes prominent and your self-centeredness becomes a disturbance to the community. Just like when you throw rocks in a pond and they create concentric circles. As long as every rock hits the center, it goes out beautifully. But if one is centered someplace else, there's conflict. So this beautiful community, and it naturally by spiritual impetus, you know, Prabhupada, a lot of times we think if we chant Hare Krishna and we do Sankirtan and we spread the holy name and the fruit will be our inner life. And that's really true. But Prabhupada also likes to talk about our inner life being a result of sharing Krishna consciousness. Did I say that right? No. He likes to talk about our inner life being an impetus for Krishna consciousness. There's one verse somewhere in the Bhagavatam that Prabhupada indicates that. It's kind of his own ecstasy. You know, you realize your eternal relationship with Krishna. And then you really, really can share it in a substantial way. Anyway, Providence has a way of working. The devotees are chanting in ecstasy and really with abandon. Abandon, because at a level of deep absorption, one becomes uninhibited. Now, what one does with that lack of inhibition, but certainly one is not inhibited from dancing enthusiastically, but it's being born of the bhav. So it takes on a certain beauty. It's not born of the motive passion. It's born of bhava. The devotee's experiencing bhava. And Krishna's reciprocation. Bhakti means Krishna's reciprocation. We have to give our consciousness to Krishna. That's what bhakti means. And one of the best ways to do it is when we're chanting our japa. We have to give our consciousness to Krishna. And one way to do that is prayer. Figuring out what you desperately need and asking for it. Asking for it from the holy name, or asking it for it while you're chanting from the great souls who have it. Because real absorption begins from that emotion. And the source of that emotion is our need. We have to really want something. And then, of course, if we reflect and we don't find we have a need, then we should want that. Then we should really pray. So this is an extraordinary kirtan at a very high level with the devotees dancing, and Lord Chaitanya is dancing with abandon. And somehow or other, the Chankazi, somehow that influence went beyond the nocturnal kirtans. It went into the village because people would visit Lord Chaitanya and he advised them to chant Hare Krishna, and it was spreading. And Chankazi became furious, threatened the devotees, and intimidated them to a degree that they actually thought, well, maybe we should leave Navadvip. And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he was furious. And he decided, we will bring the kirtan onto the streets as the first act of civil disobedience in history, or something like that. And at night, to light it up with torches, and it created such an absorption. And Lord Chaitanya gave such confidence. He just would instill faith, and that's what a great devotee does. He instills faith. And that faith is that connection with God that's so blissful that it's worth giving your life for it. That's real faith. This is so good, it's worth any price. And Lord Chaitanya was able, and I was just thinking how Prabhupada was able to instill that in devotees, and they were able to act way above their qualification, which was a problem when Prabhupada left, because a lot of people enthused by the fire of the Sankirtan mission that Prabhupada enthused them, had taken sannyas, and they survived at a level of renunciation due to the association of Prabhupada. But when he left, it became very, very difficult for them. But no one is the loser in bhakti. Neha bhikkhum anasho sti pratyavayo navidyate svalpya apyasya dharmacha. In this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution. Whatever you get in bhakti stays as an indelible impression in the heart. It stays there in the heart. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya enthused them with his own confidence. And there was, I remember some of the points people liked, that so many people came out, you couldn't drop a mustard seed. Wow. Into the crowd, it wouldn't fall to the ground. And people were making so many torches. Everyone had a torch. It was lighting up the sky, and Lord Chaitanya was dancing and roaring, and then this ecstatic kirtan began with Lord Chaitanya organizing different kirtan parties around ecstatic dancers like Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur. It's funny, the old men were the lead dancers, and Srivas Thakur. And there were so many great people, and the kirtan was resounding. And Lord Chaitanya was so beautiful with his golden dhoti and his raised arms and his... And what makes it beautiful is the impetus behind it. And the impetus behind it is service to Krishna, love for Krishna, prema bhakti. And the devotees are just dancing wildly together. And we've been, for 2 or 3 days, we've just been describing it. It's hard for me to repeat it because every verse almost says the same thing. And the devotees were ecstatic. And Lord Chaitanya was ecstatic. Where is the verse today? While performing kirtan in this way, everyone forgot their bodily characteristics, such as distress and lamentation. All emotions are mental. They can be transcended if the mind is focused someplace else. So when one is absorbed in devotion, you forget the body. I told you I went to Ramesh Baba's place in the evening. He had his girls Gurukul just whirling like dervishes as they were doing these Braja Kirtans. And when I spoke to him, I asked him, is this authorized? He said, yes. So you forget the body. Dancing also helps you forget the body. And yoga means to forget the body. If you really want to be a yogi, your body has to be sukha and sthira, steady and happy, to the extent that you feel it merges in the ground. You just want to be with your consciousness connected to Krishna. And that's real absorption in spiritual practice. And that emotion. And then you're not cognizant of anything else outside. And you forget your distress and lamentation. Some people rolled on the ground and some slapped their hands. Various words manifest on the tongues of some people. So these are all ecstatic symptoms. This kind of inhibition. You're guided by your emotions, not by your social inhibitions, not by what will people think. not either what will people think, they'll think bad of me, or let me roll on the ground so people will see how advanced I am. It's just having spontaneously and naturally. And I'm just so interested that Vrindavan Das Thakur, you know, it takes something to write a poem and write a verse. And generally in the Bhagavatam, et cetera, even the whole Radha Krishna Leela is only about 150 verses. I don't know the exact number, but it's only five chapters. You know, and the verses spark, and praying to the verses, so much other meaning comes out because Krishna is a person. The Bhagavatam is also a person, and the verses are a person. So they reciprocate. So they don't give so much in detail. As for example, Govinda Lilamrita, A Day in the Life of Krishna. It goes into detail. So I'm surprised here. So many verses, so many similar. And that indicates that the author himself, it's kind of like a personal ecstasy. Some said, where is that Kazi fellow now? If I find him, we will tear his head off. So there's emotion and devotion, and some of it is anger for someone who stopped the kirtan and persecuted the devotees. Some people ran to catch the atheists, and some punched the ground while uttering the name of an atheist. So there were people that were oppressing them and opposing them. And there's a lot of pent-up emotion. And now that pent-up emotion is being used in Krishna's service. We are going out into the streets. And that's there. Who could say how many people played Madanga? Who could say how many people sang in ecstasy? So we put on our smarana caps. And if we see that kirtan procession, there's just so many Madangas. And playing in unison. I just remember when I first came to the Henry Street Temple in Brooklyn, the Madanga was just incredible because the people would all have the same beat. There was such a downpour of ecstatic love of God all over Nadia that even the inhabitants of Vaikuntha hankered for it. So Vaikuntha means the spiritual world. Kunta means anxiety. Vai means a place without anxiety. But there's something higher than peace, and that's bliss. So this is super bliss. This is God's bliss potency, which is put into the hearts of these devotees who now express it through singing and playing musical instruments. So there, it's almost like you can drink a nectar drink as it goes down, your taste buds. So your spiritual taste buds taste Krishna Prem as you express your love for Krishna. So there was a downpour of ecstatic love, and Goloka Premadam Harinam Sankirtan, it's actually descending. Krishna's mercy is descending. You know, I remember when I started 20 years ago. Now I'm sure at least 20 years ago. I don't know if anybody here was on that, but I started taking the first parikrams to Mayapur and Vrindavan and Puri. I charged $100 for the whole thing. Can you believe it? I think I lost money. It wasn't about money and no one had it. Most people were either just beginning their careers, and people on the tour weren't over like 20 years old. But going out in Mayapur, being absorbed in Harikatha and Kirtan, there was a downpour of ecstasy. You could cut it with a knife. That's what I felt. There was a downpour of ecstasy. It's not produced by yourself. It's something that comes to you. And when it comes to you, it's beyond you. It was like the rain. You don't have to make effort. You can just get soaking wet. But you don't want that. All of Nadia flowed in the mellows of ecstasy that overwhelmed Brahma, Ananta, and Shiva. The Lord of Vaikuntha, so Lord Chaitanya's God. So another name of Lord Chaitanya is Prabhu Vaikuntha. He danced along the Ganga with his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. His weapons is the Madanga and the holy name and the kirtan to fight with Kali Yuga. The earth never witnessed such ecstasy. The roads in all directions were filled with ecstasy. And again, I remember when I took my friends from the Mideast to Mayapur for Parikram. And there's this beautiful road that goes from the Ganga almost up to the yoga pit, Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, called Tadampur Road. And the bliss of doing kirtan down that road and then to enter the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. There was not the slightest misbehavior to be found anywhere. Each of these places became most sanctified. Because misbehavior is caused by our selfishness, and everybody's heart was filled with love of Godhead. And when you have that feeling, you just want to serve. You don't want to harm, you want to serve. You don't want to exploit, you want to serve. And it's not just an intellectual thing. This is a good thing. You are feeling it in your heart. You are feeling your heart. I want to serve. As Lord Chaitanya danced along, his followers on all sides of him sang. It's just a repetitive verse, and he's so kind. He writes another verse, but these are Kavirajas. These are masters of words. Prabhupada had many disciples, but only one was a Kavi, a master of words. And that was Kusha Krata Prabhu. Brooklyn boy makes good. He was our first access to any of the Rasa Shastras, all the literature about Radha and Krishna, because he was the first one to translate it. And he finished translating it all. So he wrote 20,000 sonnets of Krishna's pastimes in perfect Shakespearean rhyme. And then he wrote 4 English novels. And I remember I was in Vrindavan on the day that he passed away. And someone said he's passing away. And I went to his room. I was there when he passed away. And then when Baladev Vidyabhushan, the assistant of Satshrut Maharaj, who somehow was there taking care of him, rolled him over after he died. He would write 5 poems every day in perfect rhyme. So I guess for someone like Krishna Vrindavan Das Thakur, as an incarnation of Veda Vyas, the author of the Vedas, this wasn't so difficult for him. Let my mind be fixed on your lotus feet, O carrier of the bow. Let my mind be fixed on your lotus feet. As the devotees chanted in Lord Chaitanya's first Sankirtan procession, Sri Sachinandana danced. So there was actually a song they sang, Tuya Charane Mana Laghu Re, Sarangadara Tuya Charana Manu Laghu Re. As the devotees performed kirtan with the Lord, they forgot what direction they were going. It's really astounding how much effort he's giving to just, they forgot which direction they were going. The sounds of Hari's name vibrated by millions of people, penetrated the universe. Everyone in Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, even Vaikunthaloka became filled with unlimited happiness of Krishna consciousness. This was like thousands, millions, so many people, and they're just chanting and the thing. And it has a way of going beyond its own musical sound limits, because it's Krishna's name. And the demigods are very sensitive to where God's glorification is. And they somehow have means of antennas to pick that up, and they like to come. All the demigods, along with their associates, came to see. They fainted on seeing the kirtan. Wow. Imagine hearing that kirtan, what it was like. So many Madangas you can't count. So many pure devotees you can't count. Lord Chaitanya dancing, all the... When the demigods regained consciousness, they took human forms and joined the kirtan. Demigods headed by Brahma, Shiva, Varuna, Kuvera, Indra, Yamaraj, and Soma saw those wonderful pastimes manifest spiritual happiness. So they took on human forms to join Lord Chaitanya Dev. As the demigods and human beings chanted together the name of Hari, the name of Hari, the light from the big torches filled the entire sky. Now again, it's going on the bank of the Ganga, and then it's going through little houses on the side where people live. And then every once in a while, to Vrindavan Das Thakur, to give you the image of the quality of devotion, the whole place has been transformed. And there were banana trees and full water pots and rice paddy and durva grass and ghee lamps. And each and every doorstep was just decorated with lamps and water pots and kusha grass and ghee lamps hanging down and mango twigs. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur, in his ecstasy, who has the ability to describe the opulence of Nadia, which consisted of innumerable towns, houses, raised platforms, and markets? There were hundreds of millions of people from each caste. What fool would try to estimate the number? Realizing that the Lord would appear, the Creator had arranged that everything was present there. Even in 100,000 years, I cannot describe the ladies' vibration of auspicious sounds in Hari's name. So the ladies are making that sound with their tongue, but there's millions of them, and it creates an auspicious sound. Those who saw the Lord dancing down the street were unable to control their emotions. On seeing such compassion and on hearing such crying, even the greatest debauchees fell to the ground weeping. It was just everywhere, and it was just overpowering. Lord Chaitanya danced and called out, chant, chant. His body was decorated with an enchanting garland. So you have this image, he's saying chant. He's got this beautiful garland swinging. And he wore a Brahmin thread and dhoti with three corners tucked. The body of his lotus eyed Lord was covered with dust. Tears of love flowed from his eyes like the currents of the Ganges. The minds of those who saw his face were no longer attracted to the moon. So the moon is very beautiful, but it's trying to give some perspective. But I know in Krishna Lila, it says that when poets compare Krishna's face to the moon covers itself, and that's the dark moon. And when the moon comes out in phases, it's the moon embarrassed to come out and looking around before it manifests himself again. So these images are there. The thin stream of liquid that flowed incessantly from his nose looked like tiny strings of pearls. The Lord's beautiful curly hair was wonderfully bound and attractively decorated with a garland of jasmine. O Lord, please give us the benediction that this pastime may remain birth after birth in our hearts. All the worlds ask for this benediction as Sri Sachinandana danced by the road. The dear associates, the Lord dear danced in front and the Lord of Vaikuntha danced behind. Lord Chaitanya knows how to glorify his devotees. He acts according to the desire of his devotees. In this way, Mahaprabhu and his devotees dance down the road by the side of the Ganga. So the road is going by the side of the Ganga. So you got the Ganga water and Lord Chaitanya dancing. The Lord of Vaikuntha danced throughout Nadi as the devotees sang his auspicious glories in four directions. O bewildered people, chant the name Hari. Even Nam Bas delivers one from the fear of Yamaraj. So there was a song. Hari Bala Mugda Loka Hari Hari Bala Re Namabasa Nahirai Samabaya Re. Yeah, Namabas is when you're chanting attentively and making a real effort not to commit any offenses. And it's not Shudanam, but it's so powerful. It's described, Abbas means a glimmer. Like Abbas is at dawn, you get an Abbas of the sun. It's not the full sun. But as soon as dawn comes, the rogues and thieves hide. So there's still power. You can't get the real heat of the sun, the real light of the sun, but there's still power. So even though it's Abbas, just a glimmer of the holy name, still Yamaraj can't touch you if you chant in that way. It's so powerful, putting our heart into the holy name when we chant. The holy name should be a voice. It should be us talking. The holy name should be us talking in the most sincere way, asking for the mercy of Krishna. Gaurachandra, whose lotus feet are served by the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, danced in the midst of this chanting. So everybody is just chanting this beautiful chanting, and then Lord Chaitanya begins to dance. Paramakaruna Pahu Dvijana Nittai Gaurachandra Sababatar Sadashiramani Kevala Ananda Kanda Bhaja bhajo bhai chaitanya nitai sudridha vishvasa kori vishya charya se rase bhajya mukhe bolo hari hari nadiya godume nitya nanda mahajan pati achinam hata jivara karan Shadavan jan hey, Shadavan jan hey, Prabhu agai bhai magi ai bhiksha. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dana pran. Vishwambar, the lord of the universe, danced on the bank of the Ganges. All the people there happily took dust from his feet on their heads. He displayed wonderful symptoms of ecstatic love. Tears flowed from his eyes, and he roared loudly. He raised his hands and smiled as he chanted the names of Hari. The body of Gaura was more beautiful than that of Cupid. The fine cloth he wore and the flower garland adorning his hair acted like the five arrows of Cupid. So what are the five arrows of Cupid? Kamadev, to instill lust in us. Cupid has an arrow. Illusion, intoxication. Well, I can't, the translation here, it doesn't mean anything to me. Anyway. Of those. The five arrows, illusion and love, whatever it is. His transcendental body was smeared with sandalwood pulp. His neck was adorned with a garland of forest flowers. Out of ecstasy, the son of Sachi tottered to and fro. It's called Duli Duli. It's like the waves of wheat blowing, and the devotees are just swaying as they're chanting the holy name. Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudan. Gopal Govindaram. His two eyebrows resembled the bow of Cupid. His forehead was decorated with dots of sandalwood paste. His teeth resembled rows of pearls. His face was enchanting and his nature was an ocean of mercy. So we'll just read five more verses and then we'll get some reflections. So just meditate on this as I read it. I'm unable to describe the hundreds of wonderful transformation of love, such as tears, shivering, perspiring, hair standing on end, and fading of body luster that manifest on his body. So Sri Chaitanya is now going through ecstatic symptoms. Sometimes he stood in a threefold bending form and pretended to play a flute with his finger. His walking like a maddened elephant pleased the eyes of all. As an enchanting Brahmin thread adorned his chest, which was filled with compassion, it appeared that the glorious Ananta had assumed that form with a desire to touch the Lord. Nityananda Chandra and the son of Madhava were on either side of the Lord. The son of Madhava is the father of Gadadhar Pandit, so Madhava Ananda. Madhava Nandana. As his dear associates performed kirtan, the Lord looked at them and smiled. Anyway, that's what we'll do, and we will continue next week. And if anybody's here at 11 o'clock, we're going to continue talking about the first time that Krishna met the gopis and his mother is greeting him from the forest. Would anybody like to share a reflection on today's class?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Nityangi, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this class. It was heart melting, Maharaj.
Oh, great.
And you told that we have to give our consciousness to Krishna by really praying and asking for holy name and taste. It was very nice.
That's so important.
And then Krishna reciprocate.
Yes, thank you, Nityangi.
Thank you so much.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Anybody else like to share reflection?
Well, I like this new way of seeing the different phases of the moon.
Oh, yeah. That's in a commentary in the Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. These poets are amazing. It's a poet's analysis when Krishna is called Krishna Chandra. You know, his face is like the moon. And the moon becomes so embarrassed that it hides and becomes the dark moon. And out of fear of embarrassment, it only slowly begins. Yeah, thanks. Good. Anybody else like to say hello? Or share a realization?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Brahma Tirtha, just saying hello.
Wow, nice to hear from you. Thank you. Good. Anybody else like to say hello?
You know, Maharaj. Maharaj, when you said about getting in the boat of Chaitanya's pastimes, how you alight on the shore of Radha Krishna pastimes, I really like that. That really got me. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful class today. It was really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
So nice to see you, Henry. That was, it's from a song of Narottam Das Thakur. It's in the songs of the Vaishnavacharyas in Prabhupada's commentary. When he's translating one of the songs, that's how it is. Good to see you, Henry. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sri Ranka
Devidas. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow, you have good reception now, and I can see all your...
Yeah, sometimes we don't have a good internet here.
And I can see all your brightness. It's so cool.
Thank you. It was a great class, Maharaj. The thing that I really liked was that when we're chanting the holy name, we're asking sincerely for Krishna's mercy. So I think I should work on that.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Haribo.
Thank you. Haribo.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Hemalata Radha.
Hi, Haribo. Thank you. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Maharaj. Thanks so much for class.
Thank you. Good. Great. Good. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Kalachandri and Shadhanjali. Haribo.
Nice Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Also, I wanted to thank you in 1999, you introduced me to Kushikrata Prabhu. And based on that introduction, he allowed me into his room and read me some of his poetry and allowed me to read some of it. It was really an amazing experience.
Wow. I wonder what happened to the 30,000 sonnets he wrote.
I had heard some of it at least was that maybe His Holiness Dhanavir Swami might have had some.
Yeah.
Some of it.
It'd be so nice if all that stuff was published one day. Yeah.
Yeah. Before I entered his room, he made me empty my pockets out. He basically searched me. He wanted to make sure I had no recording devices. And no pencil or pen.
Oh, Well, you're not a covey if you're not out of this world, right?
Yeah. The rooms had not been cleaned up, straightened up in I don't know how long, weeks and months, and there were piles of papers.
That's saying something lightly. It was actually yes. two feet of garbage and paper.
I didn't want to be too explicit there.
Well, yes. It was just an amazing sight. I mean, you couldn't imagine it, but he just did not think of anything else except his poetry and his translation.
Yes, and it was the most beautiful poetry I'd ever heard.
I know. Even the poem that he wrote the last day that he died,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nothing. Just I really have to thank you for that visit.
Wow. Henry, I also introduced Alex to him.
Oh.
And that was very inspiring for Alexander to see a devotee with that level of poetic ability. I remember that. Yeah. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class.
Hare Bo, thank you, good. Thank you for hearing. Without audience, I can't speak. Good, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Narmasaki here.
Hare Bo.
Thank you for the class, that was great. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Hare Bo. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Brajarade.
Brajarade, Hare Bo. Good. We're all still quarantined and hunkered down. It's so many months. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Jai Balai.
Hey, Jai Balai. I'll be upstate this month on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Oh, great. That's great.
The Barks.
Thanks,
Maharaj. So let's see. Maybe we can. And yeah. I spoke to Emily the other day.
Yeah, Katie and her are in touch. They're supposed to see each other soon.
Okay.
We're looking forward to it, Maharaj.
She loves it up there. Loves
good,
it.
Good, good.
Yeah, okay. Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Sudama.
Sudama, how is your Janmashtami?
Wow, it was great. I think devotees were very satisfied.
How many people zoomed in on it?
Around 20.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah. And who did you get to speak?
Besides your grace, it was Sachinandan Maharaj. Actually, we asked Madhava to talk a little about for us. And also we translated a lecture by Ratanath Swami, Ratanath Maharaj also.
Okay.
And so it took around 3 hours. And yeah, I think everybody was so satisfied.
Wow. What did Sachinandana Swami speak on?
Actually about the Janmashtami not being a historical thing. And how Krishna should appear in all of our hearts. It was a short talk, but the main thing was like that.
Wow, that's great. Purijan didn't do?
I actually couldn't ask him because I know he's not much into giving video lectures. So.
Well, it had to be audio. It didn't have to be video, did it?
No. As yourself kindly gave audio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's not doing any lectures these days. Yeah, he's
no. Really,
okay. Okay, good.
Thank you very much.
Hare Bo. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here.
Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Jai Kishori. Okay. Very good. Okay.
Thank you for class.
Thank you so much. Did you ever get that transcription thing?
I did. I'm working on it today, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay. You did get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
Malati. Hare Bo. Okay. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hey. Hare Bo. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's Tiffany.
Tiffany, Haribo.
Thank you for class.
When I go like this and go Haribo, 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 it means I'm getting better in my health because the condition, it's getting much better, but it lodged in my arms. That's like the last snare of Maya for the sickness. So the fact that I can go like that, this hand up to there, is pretty good considering how I was feeling before. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Gurudev. Thank you for the class.
Vajra Devi, Hare Bo. Good to hear from you. Good. Anybody else? Okay, we will see anybody who still wants some more kata at 11 o'clock. Haribo.